Rosh Hashanah Mari. Sugya of Nemonis. So first I think we're going to go through eight different types of people that could be Nemon or not Nemon. First level is someone who's not Nemon at all is a guy. A second level is a... He has its clone, but generally he's not Nemon, correct? Second level is Yisrael. He's Nemon, Vesafrala, or Svara. A third level... The third level is going to be a case of Am Oretz. Therefore, Yisrael would not be Nemon, but all things will be Nemon. The fourth level, a person, we don't know who he is. That's the Ramon Sif Aleph. The fifth level is a Mumul L'Tei Avon. We'll have to see what that means, Shach and Taz. A sixth level is someone who is a Choshed, Zayim Mutav Mechira. That's what we said, Beis. A seventh level is someone who is a Choshed V'Achila. That's Sif Aleph. And then someone who is a Mumur, L'Hakas, L'Kol Tarek Kula, L'Shabbos, U'Kadayim. Those are the eight levels that you can have in the world. Everyone has to be under one of these categories. Sif Aleph starts off with a person who is a Choshed, he's a Oyim Mutter, and something that's also. For example, let's say a person says over that lettuce has no problems, a gam there bugs. He's a Oyim Mutter. So the luck is whether it's a Shash of Minatoyo bugs or Midrapanon, because that's his bottle. The bottle of Shishim, after the Elfoy bottle is Midrapanon. The luck is he cannot be Samich upon him at all. So the Taz was a Mini Midi cannot buy from him. And the Shach says the luck over here is for himself to buy from him, you can't, but he's Nemon on other people. He's not gain out of it, he is in that case Nemon. Not only that, cannot buy from him. It says the Mechabi cannot even be a guest in this house. You cannot even from him from things that he's choshed about. However, it says the Taz, that this halacha is things that are also about. What about things that are mutter? You know, he put out for you a bottle of Coke that's closed, sealed. Rice cakes that are sealed over here. Come on the Taz, it brings down the Dak, Moshe of Nuriyaz, a chidush based upon the sukkah, that even that you should not eat by him. Why? Because the Shashi might come be friendly with him, and he'll give you lettuce that has bugs inside. So even things that are mutter, you should not eat by a person who is a choshu, who is a ilim mutter. Zambada, if you do sit by him and he offers to you, the Mechab is very clear, but the evidence mutter. And Rav Shlomo Kachuva says, Shalom bayis, ukidoyim with nichol and getah, but the evidence mutter. However, otherwise, we should not eat by a person, even the things that we know for sure is mutter, if he is a choshu.
That's only the Taz, though.
Taz, the Dak Moshe, and all the places, even those who argue, the Pichodesh has Mechura Dover to be made. To be Chassid to be Machmer. Even the Makilim are saying Chattila should be Machmer. In the second case over here, Kamal Gamor brings down the idea that someone you do not know who he is. He's selling something you do not know if he's a kosher, he's a kosher, you have no idea. So in the Torah of Vada, he's Nemon. Have a Kamal Gamor, we show him the Machlik's Rambam and the Ravid, if he should be Sevich upon him. The Rambam says to be Machmer. And the Ravid says no to Mechel. Shan the Torah is Machlikas Dak Moshe against the Shach, what the Torah exactly holds. The Maestro that Mo brings down Loshmi Yishayim, the Loch over here is he cannot eat by person, even in the case of Drabonans, as the Shach points out. Even by Drabonans, he cannot eat by him, we don't know who he is. The Taz Kamalan points out that Mo and Dak Moshe brings down that Minik seems to be Mechel, he left it out over here. It says, why? Because Koshkim is Manazer, Kilkaladaris, Avadi, you see, things are being sold over here. Not sure who is being sold by. The Loch is the Maestro, you cannot buy from it. Gam the Shach wants to pass in the Hokel, we might have to pass in the Hachmer. I mean, the cloud in general, people sell things in store. Said, call Moshe, but that you do not know who the person is, you cannot buy from him. We spoke out then, also that our broker says, one in selling it is also over the Salif Neighbor. The people who are buying it do not know the Halacha. The person can even sell it to write on the word, call Moshe, but that's.
Now, if he
puts his name and he says, call Mavar who I am, that might be better.
About the caterers
on the
there also.
You have to find out there's a muhsak.
So you have to hold them wherever the caterer is.
You have to there is a muhsak. The people don't have, again, the hackers doesn't have Ashkoch, or the Pagus doesn't have for a long time, Ackman's cakes, all the things we spoke out then, the Zuki's herring, you have to move there is a muhsak, then go buy from him. Otherwise, you cannot go buy. That's before Shamo.
So it's
the Rabbanon over here, before. So the Machlokes, Makimush, and others are the Istri Rabbanon is Lifneva Deraisa. Shalom Lifneva Deraisa. Because for money he's not. That means there are more Mimamshik. So to eat in his house 100%. And he walks in the bezin and says, Allah is that Yubachal Shabbos can kill you. But to say this is Vedat, he's not Nemon. Yes, if he tells you what it is. Now, again.
No, I'm saying because of no money. So it's not a.
There is no money, right. If he goes to Kiddush, the Maxi is Nemon, correct. If the person knows what he's doing, then he can eat, yes. No, it depends who the person is. No, you have to be sometimes seichel besides halachic.
That's very hard.
Now, come look at the base and says, this halacha being choshen, sefal, the dachkun is choshen for achila. Let's say it's choshen only for mechira. I'm going to say someone's oim mutter for mechira, is oim mutter for also achila. To come look at the mechaba and speaks out, no, not totally zebazer. A person, maisa, who is not chosh of lukhan ever, but he himself will not eat it. Therefore, to eat in his house, you can. If you'll buy from him, you can't. Let's say he sends you something, also says the mechaba, that's nichol get him eating in his house, but maisa, that you can be sumich upon him. That means he's not choshen to eat it himself, but he is choshen to give to others. The Amos Mamshachan says a person over a veil to Avon is not nichli get it of choshed. And the Tazan Shach of a hard time understanding what the kimt exactly is. If it's something that he's a choshed for, about that thing itself is not Neman. If it's something else, even if he's not to Avon, even if he's amazed, someone's choshed for one thing, not choshed for something else, what's the case of to Avon? So the Tazan wants to argue, but the Shach comes along and says the kimt over here is when he has two things in front of him. That's him, he will eat kosher if they're both in front of him, kosher drave. When there's only one thing in front of the tray, then he'll eat it. So the kimt over here we're discussing is not nichol get of kosher, but it's both things in front of you. When you have the kosher in front of you, and when you have the tray in front of you, and in that case he's nem to say the kosher he served to you, and the taz agrees aloch lemaisa. Does she not understand the pshat in the Ramah that way? Sif Gimel is a case where it's your food, and you give someone to go make it, you give it to a cook, you give it to a neighbor, you give it to a chef over here to go make your own food for you. You have to be choshish that he put it in Isurim over here. So, Mechabdus starts off the symbol of Kimto. You gave the Shachin to go fix things for you. The Maisa, there is no Chash over here. It's Choshit to go eat it. We're not Choshit to do the Isur of Gzeil over here. No Chash, Hashem Yechlifenu. If it is a Chash, Hashem Yechlifenu, then we have a Suin Kovid Ches, you need Chasimus, you need Mersas, you need Daimon. The reason over here for that we're coming to be in Mekel is Dafka by the case of a Chash of adding by his own food, it'll be Oymen Motor. But to steal from you, there's no Chash over here. That's one case. Come on, Gemara brings another case of a Pundik. The case over there is basically you have a chef, someone making you food. But the question over there is you give food for them to go make it. The loch is, could be something upon them or not. The Gemara says the Loshin that what's a Chash over there will be Moyer Heter. But Ami Bei Rav, L'Echel Chamilo, Avana, Echel Kuriro. The Bei Rav, the Yeshiva guy, is going to eat hot, I'm going to eat cold. The question is that a, how I said over as a bitmi, a question, or was it a nechusa as a statement? The Yeshiva guys, a vada, they're learning Torah, a vada, they have to get hot. Well, no, the Yeshiva guys are getting hot, I'm slaving away, I get the hot stuff. Which way do you understand it? Machalikus is shafting down among the Rishonim. The way how Rashi understands the Rashba, the kid is switching it good for the Yeshiva guys, that means he can get food, he can make for them, he messed up, and you switch relative, and therefore choshi for that reason. And therefore, that in that the kimto the ma'aseh is not going to be nemun. Therefore, says the shach in the kimto that we know he's not embarrassed of making bad food over here. That the lacha is he will be nemun. They say therefore, if you hire a cook, or you have a maid in the house, and she makes food for you, she'll be embarrassed. She's hired to do a job for you. There is a bush over there. She'll have a problem with the job over here. So there is a chash. You need a case of mirsas. You need a case of having a shamer upon her to make sure she's not going to mess up your food. The other way I have to understand this is for carrot, which is doing for her own good. The Shiva guys and make them food, and I'm going to have cold food. She can take for her own good over here. In that case, there's Shachmi, a kula in the case we're paying them to do their job. So Vadish is not going to switch and give you bad food. So come to the kula chumun each mahalach over here. Maestro, they point out this practically, again, in the main person's house, to say, what's the big deal? It's my food and my pots, and I'm going to put it in the fire. The point over here is, if she messes up, she's going to make it better for you. And therefore, she'd still need a case of mirsas over here. And this halacha would give her food to go masakin. They give her a pekotin, might say that we're not chosh for over here, and said the Ramah, in that case, could leave the pekotin by the guy. Siftal is the case where a person is chosh of one thing. He says one thing, might say he's not worried about, again, he eats the letters of the bugs, doesn't care about. Is he chosh of something else? So there's a sugi mechorish to machlokes of Yehuda and of Shimon, what the halacha is, of Yehuda might say, machmet chosh of a shadvorm, mash inkin of Shimon. Allah Lamaisa comes to the Mechabi passes Lakula, someone who's choshed Ladova Echod, is not choshed for other things over here. But what does that mean? We'll get the Allah later on. There is a choshed Ladova Chomer, is choshed for Dova Kal. So it means over here for Kert, over here, and that he's choshed Ladova Kal, he won't be choshed Ladova Chomer. And when you're saying over here not to be choshed, the Vada in a certain case will be choshed. But meaning either for Dova Chomer or for Min Acher, he won't be choshed for. Now, on this halach comes the Mechaber and says.
It's strange because then Rabbi Yehuda will argue on that.
Yes, Rabbi Yehuda argues. Yes.
Achilla,
yes. Yeah. We're passing on to Shimon. Now the Muhammad says in the case of a person who's a chashid, and then he sells things like a goyzim, that that's no issue of the goyzim, but it causes for the issue to happen. The store sells a set of kosher chelav, gives trade, instead of shumon, gives chelav over here. And how does he get the kids to come and gives them a goyzim? So come along with the Mechab and says, we give a knas, he cannot even sell a goyzim over here. Even though no isna goyzim, we give a knas and a goyzim, not let kids come and buy over here the chelav makom the shumon. Now, what exactly the kimta is, makhlog is taz and shach. Taz and sand, the kimta is, we know for sure he does that. Vadai, we know he sells chelav makom shumon. I the Gemara calls it, Shulchan Aruch calls it a case of choshed. So the Taz, what he means, he's the einish of a choshed, who give a knas. He's given the einish of a choshed. He's nichol get a vaday. Masha English Shach says, no, over here we mean choshish. Choshish. He might be. And still give him a knas upon it to make sure he doesn't lead to this situation over here. That means, was a kimta, the Taz says the kimta is a vaday, with the einish of a choshed. Masha English and the Shach says, no, the case over here is choshish, and still give him a knas over here. So if it is a case where the person is a choshed adover chomer, the loch is that the mechaber he'd be also choshed to put adover kal. Now the shach and taz give an exception that's dafka when he gains out of it. He's not going to gain out of it. Why should we choshed for that idiot over here? Unless it's a case of a mumur lavazel chal shabbos, then it's a bachol he found shach to be passed like a priest or not. A second limitation of this halacha is that they were saying again a choshed chomer is a choshed kal. Number one, it cannot be a case where he has no. And number two, it has to be dafka when it's min echod. Now, what does it mean min echod? The basisha at the end of the siman says anything like lichel nachila is min echod. That means it can be shmito and erlo and ploy anything to get achila. Gam the different yisurim lichel get of min echod. The taz brings down over here. Now, what is the getter of chomer? We're saying chomer for that's something chomer that's choshen. Yichoshen of chomer, yichoshen the kal. Mashenkin forget choshen the kal, not choshen the chomer. What's nichel again of chomer? What's nichel again of kal? So the mechab over here and the shach is marich that the cases that can be chomer any of priests, the something can be chomer in betzim in the einish shabbai. The shach wants the mechalik say depend where it's chomer in. So let's say it's chomer in any of priests, but and therefore and even though it's chomer in priests, but it's not chomer. It's called Eini Abriyas, but it's Chomer in the Oinu Shabbai. Eini Abriyas doesn't care about, for example, Mevela people will eat. Chazer, the said people won't eat. So the question over here is Nichol and Gedev and Choshed. That means Chazer is Kal, Chazer is Alav. Chilav is Chorus. But more people eat Mevela than they eat Chazer. So what's more Chomer in Abriyas? The Chorus. It's more Chomer, I'm sorry, it's Alav, it's Chazer. But what's more bad than Chomer?
Chorus.
The Mevela. So come of the Mechaber, and he says very clearly, the Lacha of Chomer we go after the Ein Abriyas. And therefore, if a person who is Chomer, a Choshish, upon something like Chelev, would not be Choshed for something like Chazer. Now, the Shach once said the Torah disagrees. Might suppose you know like the Mechaber. Now the other Kimter, let's say if I cared, someone is Choshed the Chazer, it's going to be Choshed in the case of Chelev, even though it's Be'etzim Al Inish Shaboy, it's Kal. Again, the Torah says the luck is we go after the person who is a choshed ein abriyas, person with more tailor, person afraid of ein abriyas than the Mar Shemayim, and the mechaba left it out. And the Torah says the shach will exactly the mechaba holds in the sekimto. Again, the way the shach comes out, and make the person go, they go after ein abriyas to define what is chomer kal, not verse the oynish over here. Sivav is a case when a person is choshed on two things, and then he does tshuva, then he comes along and he's. Does one of them again. The loch is with choshes on both of them that he's back to doing both. The shach says whether the one that he was choshed to is more kal, whether it's more kal by ein abriyas, whether it's two separate yisurim. Once you know for sure he did two things, it was aim and mut by him, then he's only, and then he did shuv and only choshed on one of them, we're now choshed for both. Because he has a stark erase that they already did it. We know it's probably aim and mut by him. That's the chiddush of Sivav. It's a good aura. I'm asking, people seem to work that way. But the halacha does not say that way. Siv Zayin of a sugya of one to believe a person. So first, if he's a mumur to avoid zara, or if he's a mumur to mechal Shabbos v'hesio, or is a mumur lahachis, or a person who's a mumur not to believe in the rabbi's time, meaning in Torah Shabbat, the halacha is like a goy. He's not them at all. Again, it's going to be too much. You could die, but maybe like a guy. But otherwise, he's not Neman at all. The Shach says, when it says Avodah Zarah.
So when is he Neman?
When he's not these cases. He's not the Mumul of Avodah Zarah. He's not Mumul of Ahasya. Stop.
No, but he's Chesed B'Tshuva.
No. Sivav Zayin is nothing to do with Chesed B'Tshuva. Sivav? No, back to Sivav. So a person, if he's Chesed B'Tshuva, he's Neman. But let's say we know he goes back to one of them. He's selling Nevelis and Trevis. Let's say Nevelis and Chazer. Let's say they're two different meanings, let's say. And we know he was Chesed, he did Tshuva on both of them. And then he went back selling only the case of Nevelis. Also the Chazer. So Zayin, again, a person that's not Neman over here at all, get of a guy, someone Mumul of Al-Zara, doesn't believe Torah Shabbat Be'er, Kudayma. The Taz and Shach says, even a person who's a Mumul Ahachis, also Nichol is category over here. Even said the Shach, someone's a Mumul to Yayin Nesach, in Nichol is category is Mumul of Chol HaTorah Kula. Mamshul Machaber, let's say he's not Mumul to any of these things, on these levels of Mumul Chol HaTorah, but he's Mumul to all any other Averis, then the Lach is, he's Neman on other Yisurim. Why, like you said, someone's Choshed of one thing, he's Neman and other things over here. That means even for himself, even for Mechira, even to eat it, the Maish is Neman. That means someone who's a Choshed for one of Era is not Choshed, even the Mumar for one of Era, he's not being Nichol in the Geder for something else. That's the Geder for himself. The Geder to Acherim, Kamal the Rambam, Machlokes against the Ravid, someone who's Choshed for certain things, he's a Choshed to eat lettuce with bugs inside. Doesn't care about, it's even more over here, he's a Choshed. Is he Nema to say that the other guy who he's selling is really no problem, no bugs, it's Bodek? Is he Nema? So the Rambam is a Chazaka in the Mechaita of Loiloi. He's not the gain of it. The Evlamaisi is Nema. The Ravid disagrees. The whole is Rambam versus Ravid. Allah the Mechaba passes the Lakula, and he's Nema Afil about Isidavar. That's what the Shach paskins. The Shach does give three different limitations to it. He says, first of all, Dafkar in Isser, not Lin Momnis, he'll gain out of it. The second is that Dafkar he has no out of it. Third, Dafka when it's not a mood that he's going to be nixchel this is over here. When I say you get to the last taz, the end of the simon, is a long taz. The second half of the taz brings down the Rav and the Paskin against this halacha. It goes against this Rambam, against this Mechaber. The Paskin is the person that is chosh on this thing, even for Achem, when I say he wants to say it's Osir. Once say even for Achem it's Osir, once he choshed, the Rav, Paskin against the Rambam. That means not like the Mechaber, not like the Shach. That means it's interesting, over here he left it as is. But end of the simon, where the Beis Yosef is, he comes along and argues on this Mechaber over here. Just one reason they say over, just not this specific Taz, but they say that really Taz was written on the Torah. So a Shver wrote on the Torah. Therefore, he copied and pasted numerous times and put it on the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, you ever see there's always long Torahs, long Tazes. He really is explaining the Torah. He quotes the Torah, and the Beis Yosef, he really is the original Pirish. He wanted to do it on the Torah, then he switched to the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, a lot of time you see things that are out of place, it's where the Torah wrote it. The Torah wrote this halacha on Beis Yosef at the end of the simon. Therefore, this halacha, he put it at the end of the simon. That's for why it's there for. That's the Hebrew Maaseh argues on this halacha. Come on them over here, and it says, this halacha, to be choshes, let's say people are things that the people not think it's also. For example, the Gemara is coming from the Rashba. Case of Loi Sachmoid, the Gemara Matsiyah, Apeim and Beis. People think when you pay money, it's not over the Isloi Sachmoid. So people think certain things are not Maaseh also, it's not Nichol Neged of Choshet. The question over here is, what exactly is this akimto over here? The kash tas is b'manoshach. It's for something else. So whether it's, people think it's also or not, it's always never for something else. If it's the thing itself, oisadavar, of course it's not neman. He thinks my it's mutter. What's akimto? So the shach brings down, he has a couple of mahalchim, but at the end he says, shuv v'isi, the man shuva, they want to answer. The kimto over here is a case of a shvua. But even though b'etzim v'oisadavar, he is not neman. But a shvua, my he won't lie about that. And when he says a shvua, the ma'aser then he would be neman. Shvua would be neman. Now, come on, Gemara. It says a very important yisoid over here. People who are knowing things, whether they hold midinay it's also, whether mitzad chumah as minigi the one be machmer. The loch is, can I eat in another person's house? It's a common situation. I'm machmer certain things. Either ma'aser makel. Today's day and age is common by numerous things. Can I eat in his house? He eats. Let's say, take the worst case scenario. He eats rabbanot. He has his rot to be Samachan. I came the fact upon him. He's the Maisa Ish Kosher. Can I eat in his house? The loch is what?
It's not a
Savagis. But he can say, again, the Rav has an issue. But he has a right to be Samachan as Rav. The guy, he's Samachan as Rav. He went to the Shul, Nachi Shul, Rav told him, no problem. He's fine. He's a Kosher. He's Shemir Torah Mitzvahs. If you go over to the Rabbanot, the guy in charge of Rabbanot tells me he's a Savag Treif. So I don't know why the Rav followed that. Good kasha. But the guy himself, he showed a Torah mitzvah. I have no problem with him. He's an ish neman 100%. Daven 3 times a day. You know, he follows whatever the rabbi tells him. No problem. Can I go eat in his house? Says the Ramah, the loch is, I'm allowed to eat in his house because he is not lafit to me things that I hold I can eat. Whether I hold Medina, I can hold Rabbanot also, then we say the Chumah because I'm being machman Rabbanot. Either reason I'm coming from, the loch is, he's not allowed to give it to me to the Shach, what's Pshanama? He's over the Isser Lifnei Iver. Therefore, I'm allowed to eat in his house. The only by other point out, people don't know this halacha. I'm allowed to eat in a person's house that has Rabbanot. Because he is not allowed to serve me Rabbanot. He knows I'm a Shiva guy. He knows I don't eat Rabbanot. He knows that. My cousin, he knows I don't eat it. He's not allowed to serve me Rabbanot. Also Gomer. It's a lift neighbor. Whether I'm doing mitzad chumro or mitzad medin. Therefore, I'm allowed to eat in his house 100%. He's an Ishnaman. That's what the Ramah says technically. The side issue over here is
he doesn't know
this halacha.
So then it's lift neighbor for me to go there.
That's the issue in general. But that means that halachically, if a person knows Shulchan Aruch, he knew he went to his rabbi, and this rabbi, the rabbi knows halacha. Yes, the halacha is he's now a servant to me, and therefore I'm allowed to eat by him. Except by other people don't know this halacha. That's the side point. But let's take other cases where people do know halacha, right? I don't say I only eat patats, he eats cherries. He knows I don't eat patats. I'm sorry, he knows I don't eat cherries. He's not machmir cherries for whatever reason, I have no idea why. Fine. Can I eat in his house? Yes, because he knows he can't serve it to me. Same by he might not know this halacha. Because who in the world gets a kufiyah test of Zayin? Kasher. Fine. But any person who unless he knows halacha, then I can eat in his house. No matter whatever juke I have, he knows I have this juke.
And you don't have to kasher's
candy. Oh, now we get to the shach, how to apply this concept. That's first the technical halacha, what the Ramah says. That I'm not eating in his house because he cannot serve it to me. Now the question we discussed then, who has to know about it? That means a person goes to Kiddush, especially I know you have to really find out who the burden of proof is. Let's say I go to a person's house who eats bedas and sherris, because he lives in a sham, everyone eats that way. If I have a chumrah not to eat sherris, he does not know that. It's my responsibility to go tell him. That means certain times it's my responsibility, because why should he know that? Sometimes it's his responsibility. That means it's Svarjan to get to Bishul Akam. When he goes to a simcha by Ashkenazim, I'm not evil if they either. He knows we are Ashkenazim. His job to make sure that we put on the chumash of Bishul Akam. That means his job. But let's say I invite a Sephardi to my house. I have to cook for the Sephardi. I invite specifically. It's my job to know that I have to cook for him the way the Sephardi want. That's just a passage in Avon how to relate this halacha. Who the burden of proof is to make this halacha apply.
Even if we invite the Sephardi to the Simcha.
So they point out that the dinners, the yeshiva dinners, they're a lot of the donors are Sfardim. And the correct and hogan, they tell me a lot of yeshiva to make sure they get the Sfardim Sokhan there. Because Be'etzem, that's they're inviting them. Chasn is Yeshlotin already. Because Be'etzem, when a Chasn, you're inviting a couple of Sfardim, it's made for Ashkenazim. Dinner is made for the donors and whoever's giving a lot of Sfardim. So that they want to have the yeshiva certainly have responsibility. But for the Chasn, unless you have an extended family, a lot of Sfardim, the burden is really upon them, not upon you.
It's not hard to do both.
I didn't say it's hard.
Like
you see, you have to fire. Fine, but not that simple of a Sfardim. You have to always, every time they put food in the, usually things that heat up already, you have to reheat it, put it back. Well, you have to make sure you get it cold. A mask. Now, on this halacha, come on the shach, and it rings on the Ralbach. Ralbach is a long shuva. The shach tries to make a bekitzur what comes after him. The shach brings down 4 points over here. Number one, he says that we point out just now that Moses has two akimtas that a person can have a chumrah. Either he does mitzad minik, mutter, but have make to be machmer, or mitzad medina, hold my sitzalser. Each one you can apply in different cases, while you call it to mechiru, but different halachas you can apply it to. Well, again, bishlakim. The question over here is how to apply it. The two kimdos has a shach it starts over with. One, when you serve the food that's nicker, I'm giving you food that's very clear, it says in the head to mechiru. Am I allowed to go do that? It's nicker, it's showing the person. They're coming from the sugya, can I give wine to another? It's very clear, he sees it's fine. Can I give it to him? So that depends where it's coming from. If you're doing mitzad, the minik shivai, that's my minik. So you can't give a person, he's a nazar, I can give him wine here also. I can give him also this thing that's osir, this hatim mechira. He holds osir. Mashtek, if he holds mitzad minik shivai. But let's say he holds mitzad medina shivai, then to come on with shach and mechanish, then you can give it to him. If you hold medina, maybe he'll change his mind. The sugya, maybe he'll not that way. He went to the sugya again this time. I thought my things are mutter. Fakerti said, let's take him use kelim that are not bnei yomai, and I switch it and it comes out, if it's mitzvah halacha minig, a lot of times people think I'm minhagim, only machmir in the mamashis, but when stankli in ibn yoimoy, then it'll be Michael and say, the ma'isah, there's no thing in that bathroom over here is also, then it'll be Michael. Ma'ashek is medina, even stankli in ibn yoimoy, the ma'isah is also.
What?
Yeah, it's true once it's done already, but he said, can you go cook it for him, he says. Once it's done, my food's mutter. Look at chila, can you go use the clothes and then you a third thing, Shad Neshach, Malbach, that over here, that a stam person is going to be Neman. That means even though in Sif Aleph, we said over here, that a stam person, we don't know, we're not recognized, we don't know who he is. He's not Neman to sell things. Over here, the mice will be Neman. That means, for example, let's say I hold Chassam Sofer's kosher. Except I have a chum over here. I mean, Machm over here. I only eat Badats. The question over here is this Badats of Chassam Sofer? I don't know who the person is. He tells me Badats of the mice is Neman. That means if he sells things in the store, I'm not sure which level of Ashkoch is, and I'm only doing a mitzad avachumah put upon me, whether medina mitzad minig, the shach says, and that will be neman. I mean, if my shach is a treif over here, not medina, even if he's a treif, that's a remote sabbath, he's not neman. But I know it's a certain level kashrus. It's machalik among the oilam. And that, the echnami, that means you want to tell me in this country all sugar over here are different levels, but the silly kashrus is a certain level. I'm machmer. Fine, then echnami will be neman on the sugar. The fourth thing he says over here is that all minhagim will be machmer. It depends how you makabel the minig. If the minig like Rene Reinus, they were only machmer in the guva dava, but not inside the tashul. Even the tashul motor, even the kelim is motor. I mean, certain things are only machmer in the guva dava, not in situations. There's a true mizan of kohen aleph. This halacha when the person has chomet sh'olav al pesach, we give a knas. What about another person who wants to eat from it? Do we tell him about it? So it's machlokes over here that Derech HaMelech wants to say. It is shaykh, it's not shaykh me a knas, why tell him for it? Why give him a knas? Mashenki and the Chaim Mishal wants to argue, and then they get involved with the people buy things from the airport, and then do we have to go tell him? He says, no, what you bought it from, nice to give him a knas, he bought it already. Shum Avar and tell him the things you bought, the store itself is owned by Yid, and the Bayav Chomash Ovala Pesach. Show how he passed him on this. You buy duty free, correct? But a lot of stores in the airport owned by Yidin, and you come back after Pesach, and you buy it there. And then he's clueless, and you walk into his house. He just came back from the duty free. This is I just bought from the store. Do you have to tell him? Do you have to make him throw out his $50 that he bought? Because giving a knas in him, he did nothing wrong. That's what Pesach Tshuva says. He has machlokes over here. Derech HaMelech says we should not tell him. Why knas him? He did nothing wrong. The store did something wrong. No. It's a knas over here. Let him eat it. And the Chaim Mishal disagrees. That's the machlokes over here. Do we give a knas? Should we tell a person that he did something that should not have done? When Be'etzim is not an Isser, no Isser over here, it's a knas. It's something they assume, the Velas and Trevis are born deraisa. There's a knas. Why knas him?
Most cases today will be a suffix anyways.
Well, again,
you know for sure it's owned by a Jew, you know for sure it's not sure.
Again, let's say you did your homework for you because you want to buy your own stuff. You know 100%. You checked in, you know they're doing the Mechira. Now what? You have to tell the guy. Fine. Sivchas.
So
the if you makabel upon it, not for the blias. I mean, if you hold machbud has a bayah, let's say the mlich they do different. Svarim do mlich different in Ashkenazim. And you have bayah this dam over there. We're machbud on it. So of course you have to cash the kelim. Why they don't buy machbud? Who would the right man to do that?
So again,
it depends. How do you, were you took upon yourself? You took a midinoy, the most says to be machbud. You were machbud the kelim. That means once it's done, already you can eat the food. It's not worse than go. You got even part of chazer. Machbud's not worse than chazer, right? You know, part of chazer. 3 days later, stop cleaning anybody anyway. Cook food inside spaghetti. Let eat the spaghetti. Fine. Sivchas. The Mechaber has a case of a person who's choshed. He's not Neman even.
So these places that have, let's say, Machmir all around, but for this chasid, they have Ruben and so on and so forth, so there's no problem with the
Kehilim. No, I didn't say that. No, first of all, any place that brings in other Ashkokas, the Kehilim should be also different Kehilim. Most of the places are bringing Kehilim also, they're not just bringing the food. And especially in this country. This country is a very interesting way how the kitchens are set up. You bring in everything.
Yeah, but if you go out
Hotel or what? So don't put it, you're putting it on your plate, like Achila?
Huh?
Put it on your plate? And again, about a plate might be cliche, and he's the chumers over here, what can you worry about a plate already?
What about Sunday?
Why Sunday is better?
Than...
No, so again, it's only b'nyeva, not like Achila.
So
I mean, if already was cooked there and you want to eat it, take it off and put it on your plate. Says what to, yeah, but you go put it on a regular plate? And they wash together with the. Not Ben Yemish, so we don't use it. I mean, if let's say the hotel washed things all together, looks of Lasix. Same dishwasher. If you hold up nuts, it's really a stubborn trade, but they're using up nuts, like the King David, what would you gain out of it? King David, again, Mashkir, they told me he doesn't either. I'll tell you exactly what goes on over there. So, yeah. Rabnut, Bayah, Rabnut, a bunch of things. The main thing is that they're only as strong as the weakest link is every Rabnut in Bukhuyu to buy from all Rabnuts. That means Rabnut, Yishlaim has to buy from Rabnut Eilat. They all have to buy from each other. That means the weakest link is that's how far you can be. And they say Rabnut to certain places are very, I wouldn't say weak, it's nothing. Weak is being nice. So. Breakfast? Again, the kalim, you have an issue. The kalim, they're only as strong as the weakest link, Rav or not. Fine. Sir Chesel, a person who's choshed, is not even the case of Yeshua, and the Tazan Shach point out, because a very person is Mushba, but even Mahar Sinai, therefore he's not Nemon. Shach is Mustafa, but Istri Abonim, we say he's Nichol Leisosser, and Mushba, even Mahar Sinai. Or maybe it's Nicholas Shekel the Torah, is also is being named the Shua Nat, he left a blank. Siftas, the person who went off the Derech, Mitzad Yiro, either of the Ger, who is Megara, and then he's afraid the Goyim going to hurt him, or Mitzad Yisol, the afraid they're going to kill him over here. So he went off the Derech, Maisi comes back to me and says, I only did Mitzad Yiro over here, they're going to hurt me or kill me. The Mechab says he's Yisol Gomer, and therefore his Shechita is Mutter, the Yai not Nichol Geder of Yai Nesach. Siftas, the Locha of someone who's a snitch, a Moiser. The law over here is as a mechaber, the shechita is kosher, and the one that's greed, he's a mum the kolatar kula. Now, even the mechaber, the shach says, even the poser, the to write the same Torah, the mice is kosher, and the one that's greed, he's mamish, I see the chim in of a snitch, the mamish, a mum the kolatar kula. Sifil Alf is a person.
All the time or one time?
That's a good question. Everyone who's a moiser says he's not being moiser, and he has a rav, and he has more head to it. I have to become a moiser, not that simple. Yeah, if you tell a guy that he parked incorrectly or dangerous driving, yeah, those one time he's not looking at a moiser because he's saving people's lives. You have to, each case you have to judge by itself. Okay, going on the speed limit is dangerous. So I'm not being moiser again, I'm being moiser to help Koch Nefesh. Right? Now, if this guy going 5 miles over the speed limit, it's very hard to hear that. Going 60 miles over the speed limit, I certainly hear that. You have to judge every case.
Well, he drives out of the license.
Some people with a license are more dangerous than without a license. In Sifud Aleph, the case of a person that is a mummer in one city, he comes to another city and says, over here, the maestro is only a mummer over there because the goyim is afraid of them. Over here, come with the Tazan Shach that says, the reason why he's a mummer over there, if you believe him, he's only doing it mitzad the goyim. Because that's him, Torah is emes, as mistava, what they're saying is sheker. You go through the sugis pile ploim at a ger at my table on the Rosh Hashanah. She was telling over all the narishkeit of Christianity. She was a Christian. Then she explained that the best thing she misses is lobster. My kids couldn't figure out what is lobster and how you cook it alive and you put it inside and they climb out and it got a little bit out of hand. But the Maisa, she said that Christianity over here, the Maisa is Shekhar Chosov. Of course, the Tarim Shach is very simple. Only time that I know Sietzar and they said over for. No. Now the Shach points out that's only negate to being a yid that shechitas kosher, not yain nesach. Of the nemonis, the ma'aseh not nemon. Now the Piskachuba speaks out. Let's say a person has this akim to dafkur. You have no one knows saying you're a Jew. Let's say you have a non, you can't ever get business out of it. He brings down a machlokes pitoris noyib yudo. If he's nichol being now he's being nemon negate to shechita yain nesach. That means until if he walks in and says I'm a Jew, he's Naaman. If he walks in and says he's Jew and therefore he'll gain out of it, not that simple, there is Naaman. What? because maybe doing a Lutella, so it's not really it. Sivya Bey is basically a person who was honest to be a Goy, the Moranos, except Beinoid Bein Atzmai, he was not going to be Mishpacha to be from Yidden. The Lacha is we are Samech on the Shchita, on the Yain, it's not Nechel Gedav Yain Nesach. And the reason is obvious, because Batsim he's doing it Mitzad the Pacha and Nero, and Batsim he's a real Yid. Sivya Gimel is the case of Mekach Tois, you sell a person food. Now there are three Kimmels in the Mechaber, either a case of Ister Aisel, a second case of Ister Abonon, a third case of Yisur Ano. They get the first case of Yisur Ano, Aisel. They sell a person, he sold them kosher, that really would bet some trafe, like the case of Munsi. The Mechaber has three halachas to point out what the din is. First, if you sold it to him and the food's still around, the halach is, you give him back the food, you get back your money. That's simple. A second case, if you sold it to Yid, to Shimon, Shimon already ate it. The halach is, even though he ate it, the food's not around, still the idea is, Reuven who sold it to Shimon, the halach is, he has to give him back money for it, by an Isra Raisa. Says the Taz and Shach, why? When Maisi ate it, it's a knas. Since it's a knas, it's only by it didn't maze it, not even shekig. Shekig is no knas over here, like usual. A third case over here, and let's say he sold it, ruined to Shimon, saying it's kosher. Then Shimon came and gave it to a guy, or gave it to his animal over here.
That's what he bought it originally for? That's
yeah, that's what he did. Then the halacha is that even though he paid for a kosher meal, well, let's say it costs usually a kosher $120, if a trade costs $100, I'll get back the difference in price. Why? Because the mice is not going any issa to happen over here. It won't go any issa. I come on the Pesach Chuvin as a kimta, if I understand it correctly. In case of Reuven has a chazer, Shimon stole it from Reuven and then fed it to Levi. So the halacha is when someone steals and gives somebody else, Reuven, who had stolen from, who did he collect from? From Shimon or from Levi? The halacha is Yotzim Zegav and Yotzim Zegav. So Reuven now went to the guy who ate it, Levi. He told him, you know, you ate my chazer, give me back the money, it costs money over here. So Levi gives back the money to Reuven. Now Levi bets him a chazi, so it's kosher. Can Levi go back to Shimon and says, but nice, you pay me chazer, and I want money back for it. Give me chazi, tell me it's kosher. So the Pesachim examined this case from the Mishnah Chacham. Says the idea of feeding a person is not like the case of Mechiva, different. When I sell to you, it's Mekach Tois. When I fed it to you, not Mekach Tois. Like you said, what do you mean? I didn't want to eat Chazi, I want to eat Kosher. So Maisa, it sounds like it should be a different case over here. Therefore, Levi cannot go back to Shimon and get back whatever he lost of it that he ate Chazer. And that's the Tzorachim. That's first Akimta of Isidereiso. The second kingdom of Ister Abonon says in Mechaber at the two levels. If he did not eat it yet, Mechach Tois, to give it back. If he ate it already, when Ister Abonon, the loch over here is that you did not get back your money. Don't get back your money. Now, first, the Shach speaks out, Shat and the Mechaber not give it back. That means even though we sold it for $120 for kosher, and Be'esmi ate trafe only worth $100, he does not get back any of his money. Question is, Maisa, why? Pre-Chodesh wants to argue, but that's first what the Shach says. Now, he does not get back his money, what's the far behind it? The Taz brings down from the Sma, that only by a minatoyah is not choshev, that you have enough from it, therefore you get your money back. Mashek yimidabon is choshev, you had enough from it, and therefore you did not get your money back. Shach's not right, like that reason over here. Therefore, what's saying, the said over here is that minatoyah will follow the locha, go back to the din Torah. Mashek yimidabon will also go back to the ikki din Torah, and min din Torah, my food is kosher over here. Now, what's Pshat in the Shach? We spoke out in the Sivis, the Yisraelis, the Yisivis, the Reish Lamadalid, the concept of the Shegir Rabbon, not Nichol and Isser. A third level of the Mechaber is the case of Yisur Hano. So it says the Mechaber, whether it's Ister Rabbonon, whether it's Ister Reiser, whether you ate it, whether not eat it, Nichol get a Mechatois, and always get your money back. Sifi Dalid and the Tazan of Sifi Gimel discuss the case of a Sovik de Reiser. That means until now,
Sifi.
Yeah,
so,
even. Yes, still getting money back. Can't have enough from it. The guy had enough. Can't have enough.
Even if you ate it,
yes, not, yes, everything.
Everything,
get your money back. Case of a Sovik Trefo. So, really, your dal is built off Sifu Gimel. Sifu Gimel, again, we have two levels over here in Istra Abon and Istra Reisa. But Istra Reisa, the loch is that when it's around, or not around, even if you ate it, in the case of a major, to get your money back. By the case of Ister Abonon, the loch is, you not get your money back when you ate it. So now we have cases of Sivya Dal. The question is it Nichol the Klolim of a Dirabonon? Is Nichol the Klolim of a Dereiso? So first, the mechaber starts off a case where you have an animal in front of you. They should have checked and did not check correctly. So loch is that the mechaber did not check it. Is a din rabbanon. Therefore, it's a get of a rabbanon. What's the get of a rabbanon? If you did not eat it, you get your money back. If you ate it, did not get your money back. Now the shach is a question. The case over here, did not check the lungs. If the lungs are not there at all, it's kosher. Not check the lungs, make a knas upon the person. Says yeah. The loch over here, since you're amazing, not checking the lungs, nichol get him a vatal iser, and therefore a gam weight behemoth is a kosher. So meator is kosher. But since the chiyav the rabbanon go check it, we give a get the rabbanon. If it's around, the loch is you'll get back your money. If it's not around, you won't get back your money. That's the first case. Come on, Lamar, bring down the second case. A case where there's a reisel, a fenenu, we have inside the lung a machat, they cannot check. You can check the lungs over here. You have this hole inside with a needle inside. The question is, what the din is? So the meat of that is also misafik. Come on, the chach mehar, the chom in the mountains, they say over here, amoitzi mechaber olivaraya. The question is, when are they saying it? What exactly is the kemdah? So first, the Taz and Shach bring down the Lavosh. It says the loch is whether the meat's around, not around, does not make a difference. Once you got it ready, the Sheikh did that, you got it ready, the loch is a much chaver of the right not to pay for it. But that gets the money back. Taz and Shach is quiet. The Maisa steals the Lavosh. Why is that so? So come on the Taz, and he says, first, Amos says, the loch is nichol getter of since the Suffolk, it's a valid trafer, and Amos says, you get your money back. When do you get your money back? Is the more discussing a get of the Rabbanon get of the Raiso? Taz and Shach disagree. The way the Taz and Shach is nichol get of the Raiso. Why a Sovik Trefo? You can't eat Minatoro. Sovik the Raiso, Lechum Minatoro is a get of the Raiso. Therefore, even if you ate it, Mokum Mezzi, you get a Knas. I, the Chach Mehar, says, Hamoitzi Mechaveh Olav Arayo. So the Shach has two towards him. Either case over here, they did not know there's a Trefo until afterwards, when it became a Trefo, or when he ate, did not know the case of a Trefo. Otherwise, the Vada, if it's a trade, for some to ask, Lachomo, you get your money back. The Shach says, and I is a cash out of reading Ramah. The Mechaba says, Nichol get of the Rabbanon. The Shach says, the Ramah says, get of the Raiso. So the way the Taz reads Ramah, it's a contrast. The Mechaba's case, we did not check Goigin, that's Rabbanon. Having a case where it's a Raiso of Anenu, that is a get of the Raiso, that's a contrast one versus another. Taz says, no. The Ramah's building off the Mechaba. Both the Gdom of the Rabbanon over here. And therefore, the case over here is when it's around. You get your money back. Get a drop on it. It's not around. You won't get your money back. But we spoke about then. Maisa, what happens to the Raisa? Lachum and the Raisa. We had different rules. And the Shayyosha about it. Ayin Shom. Sifta Zov through Sif Yuchas is really the loch is when you know. It's not a chosh anymore. When you know Maisa messed up. Again, the sugyo more of Chuvo. Not really a sugyo. Go through Bekitzer. First, Sifta Zov is a case where we know the guy sold something that's ulcer. We know he sells trafus in the store. He found out. The loch is to get rid of him. Misham Timo Yisari. The loch is the Shach and Taz, that even though there's Ramah and Simon Bey, it sounds like you have to do it a couple times. Even if you did it one time, you sold Isser, you get rid of him. Now, the Taz points out, is Manazeh, the Ilum seems to be lax if he messed up one time. He points out, yes, it's very hard to keep this halacha. However, since Yamshu Shloima, Fiyamok, Fiyazman, you have to judge every single Akimtan situation, how to apply it practically, and therefore, if you can remove him and you see he deserves to be removed, then you do remove him. Now this halacha is negated to the food. What about the he sold something? We know he sold trefis. What about the kelim that he used in the past? So come on, the Taz says, once he sold trefis, anything he sold in the past, we chosh also it's asr, and all the kelim also asr. It means one time he messed up, with chosh and everything, the kelim asr. The Shach says, Medina it's mutter, it sounds like he's chosh with the Taz, to ask the kelim over here. Now come on, the Mechaben says, he has, what is, so Medina it's mutter, the kelim.
That means
Shach to this water. Now the Mechaber says, what is the tekon? What is the eight? So the guy messed up on time. What to go do? So he says you have to go to a place where no one recognizes him. He has to make sure that either he takes the veda that and returns it with a double chashiv, or he just shechit it an animal and found a shreif and he lost it. Now the Chorin point out about it, not in the case people see him because he's doing it mitzat hal gain out of it. Meaning a case that no one sees him and you happen to know that he turned in a veda or he had a shreif and he threw it out, we see that he did tshuva. Sifta Zvav is a locha when a person wants to be machshel you. He didn't even machshel you, he wants to be machshel you. Still the locha, you get rid of him. However, you have potter to go pay. The reason why potter says the shach over here is a moitzi mechaveh al avaraya. Maybe the case of over here, the animal's kosher. That means he did not check the sirchus, he should have. We're not sure what the locha of the animal is. A moitzi mechaveh negate the money. Now, the interesting question over here. In Sifta Gimel, so you die by a stafik, the locha is you have to pay. Over here in Sifta Zayin, you're saying you don't have to pay. What is the difference? You look in the Achrinim and Simon Shinvav, that's Kem Shach and Taz, Shach and Taz and Sma. Over there, one says a chilik where the mechel memkar. That's if you give us a vidal, that's sugya mechel toys. I never plan to buy one. It's a topic. Here's sugya of a sheichit, a butcher, but it's a sugya mazik. Mazik, how much you mechavel of raya? That's the seven sugyas over here. Because the shuvah does bring down, let's say the call went out about a person that he's really not a nemun, he's selling things in the osir. So first of all, he says a call that's not from bezin, he's not nemun. Second, he says, even though a banefa should be machmer, but let's say the call comes out from a person who really dislikes somebody else. For example, we said over the chabura, a moisha shuvah, where a divorced wife said over a call about how her husband Michal Shabbos not be a butcher. So the moisha vada, she's not nemun even for bal nefesh. Vada, these people are not nemun of kiyuzer. Sif Yudzayin is a case where a treifa came out from a person. He can't say Meshuggah, Lalachas, we do not believe him at all, unless we know it's Yishmaim, we know for sure, unless it's a Chach over there, otherwise we get rid of him. Sif Yudchas is a case where a person is a Sheikh, but he's not a Baki. So Lalachas is very simple, if you're not a Baki, go learn, become a Baki over here. However, you have to go do Tshuva. It says in the Ramah, do you go Tshuva if he's amazed, or if you can say he's a Tois over here, so if he's amazed, he has to go somewhere else and go do tshuva over here where they don't recognize him. If it's the case of a shogeg, they thought he knew, the halacha is he always only has to mekabel upon him divrei chaveris. Divrei chaveris, Yom HaBachari says, he does something that's lithnim mishur sedim that moin am does not do, and that's the chogeda of tshuva. Sivyutas, the last sif over here, in the case we're going back to the sugya of choshut, so not the last sif, Sivyutas is... Is again a case of a choshed. When do we trust him? That means we have a case over here: a person choshed on seem to be gvinas akim. The moin am was very mekel. It's choshed with gvinas akim. Can he be my shliach? The really comes out there as a risha and there's a seifa. The risha, the two cases, and there's a seifa. One case is I tell the choshed, go buy me gvinas akim, gvinas yisrael. The question is, are we choshed? Came back with gvinas akim. So the two cases. One case, he comes back and says, I bought it from a mumcha, I bought it from a nemon. In that case, he's not nemon. Maybe he did not buy from a nemon. He bought it from somebody else, it's cheaper. He did not say the person's name, there's no mersas. He's not nemon. He's a choshut. Mashekin, he comes back and says, I bought it from Pliny. So the person's name over here. The Gami did not say even he's a mumcha, a nemon. But if from Pliny, since there's a mersas over here, go find out if it's true or not. And that equipped his nemon. That's the ratio. Again, if you send him as a shliach to go buy from you, depends how he comes back. He says plenty or not. Does not say plenty. He's not Neman. Says plenty is Neman. On the Sefer is a case where not you sent him. He came by himself and being sent from somebody else. You bring your present from somebody else. On the Sefer, you come from somebody else and said the Neman is sending it to you. The Lachas is not Chesha that he switched over here. The Shach explains why. Because first, a person not bring a present from somebody else as it's really come from him. If it's coming from him, he says it's from him. No one gives a present from somebody else when it's coming from himself. It's really coming from him. It's really coming from him. So my sir, you go ask the person and see if it's convenient to solve. Gvinas Akim over here. That's the ratio. That's the say for two different kemptas. And this the Mechaber ends off. It's definitely the case where he's choshed only for Gvinas Akim. Unless he's choshed in the case of Gzeilo. It's about he's not that one. He's still over here. That's first the Mechaber. Come on, Gramo. And brings down. Right. I think I wrote the parentheses. I just defined the word mumcha. I meant the parentheses. You're asking?
Yeah.
I didn't mean the aloha. The next line is aloha. I wrote mina mumcha. What is mumcha? I was saying I should wrote the word pirush neman. What's a mumcha?
Oh.
I just wanted Monday to catch your words. No. Next line I wrote Walden in a neman. It's pirush is neman because people ask you what means mumcha. Mumcha means neman. So Kamlum Gamor, and he brings down the Beis Yosef, that this halacha dakka by Gvinas Akim by case of Dirabonos, not by Dereises. Now look up the Makar, the Beis Yosef is saying it on the ratio. The Gamor is saying it on the Sefer. Kamlum the Taz, and he wants to argue, sign the ratio and sign the Sefer. He has three rayas over here, and say the halacha is, side Dirabon, side Dereises, look at the Rajma, Mishmer Shabbayas, Avad halacha is his name, even a case of Dereises. The Meis the Shach says, not the way, whether it goes to Kesef or the Shach. He defends the Ramah. The loch is, it sounds like the Shach holds, sign the ration, sign the Sefer. The loch over here is that it can be Neman only by the Rabban, not by case of the Rises, like the Ramah. The last Sif is a person who he is case of Choshed, we will go back to Locha and Simon Kufi Ches. The question over here is Choshed that he switches things. I mean, the person who is Choshed are things that people might say are not lax in. People who do not eat Chazer, do not eat lobster. And he might say he eats lobster. What's the Locha in that case? So it says the Mechaber Yesh Oimim. Now I switch the order of the words Yesh Oimim. Then it says it's a mistake. Yesh Oimim is not after Afshu Choshed, it's really beforehand. The Rashba is all one statement. Yesh Oimim said Halacha is even Choshed to Machlet. That means if it's Choshed to eat it, it's Choshed to switch it, and therefore the Halacha is in two Chatzimas. That means Machlok is Rashba, and the Rambam we passed in the Mechaber via like the Rashba, is Choshed to eat it, therefore we nechle get a Choshed to go switch it. Now, Kamal Rashach, and he points out the Ra'o wants to argue in the Rashba. He says he doesn't understand. He says, Mumul Ledover Echad is not Mumul Shadvarim. Here, what is he on Choshed for? To eat it. Switch is Gzela. The two different Yisurim. What does Achila have to do with Gzela? Two different ideas over here. Kamal Rashach says, no, the Rashba disagrees and calls out one Indian, one concept. Where he explained the Chabur from the Chassam Sof, the base mayor. It's the same Taiva. He wants to eat this thing. So the taiva is whether from switching it or from eating it, it's the same taiva over here. David Nichol get it from one min. He's come and say that lafuki the bach holds someone to mummer, but something that the oil is not make upon, he is makel, is mummer lekola toykulo. So the shach writes of kon yun aleph and also sukon lamenches, the bach sheet is the mummer to something that your person is choishish, that people are not welcome makel, he's makel, meist the mummer lekola toykulo. The shach disagrees, says this is kim this dafka over here. Because Nichol, in one Indian, one concept, someone's moved to for one thing of Achila, for that thing itself, a Choshed that he switched it. By Mez Hashem, the test will be on Monday, and the end of Chabur on Monday will be something for the end of the Zman. And Tumach Sivatayva. Chazara.